yourself from the things that you want, and you don't need to do that. And so this gap closing really is about, and we talked about this briefly with someone earlier, that the more of you who are getting this, the more of you who are knowing that you are source energy, the more of you who are speaking and knowing as you speak your worthiness. There is, feel the difference between saying, I am worthy and you are too, and saying, we could be worthy if we did these things. There are no conditions about your worthiness. There are no conditions about your godliness. There's no conditions about your goodness. You just have to accept your goodness. You just have to convince yourself about it. And so this closing of the gap, or this 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, whatever seconds you want to call it, it's only about your willingness to let go of the ideas that separate you from the goodness of that which you are. That was good.
It was great. Thank you so much, Abraham.
Yes, indeed. Very good. It is not an easy thing to contemplate non-physical, is it? Because you want to decipher everything through your physical format. The best way for you to decipher what is non-physical is to feel it. Non-physical is from your ability to perceive it. It's about feeling. Not so much about visions, not so much about experience. It's about feeling. It's that exaggerated interpreter that you feel rather than see. Yes.
Thank you, Abraham. You said earlier something about our vibrational escrow. You said something about our personality following us into the non-physical. So the question is, does our vibrational escrow from a particular physicalness also follow us into the non-physical, and does it also follow us into another physical incarnation?
Well, you have to understand who your personality really is. So let us ask you some questions and see if you can define it. So let's say that someone is rude to you. So what do you think you put into your vibrational escrow? I want more rude people, please? Or are you asking for understanding and easier to take people?
I think mostly when we're thinking about vibrational escrow, we're thinking about all the good stuff that we want. And I'm sort of asking...
Well, we know that, but the reason that we're heading you off of that a little bit is because in understanding this, you'll get right to the heart of your question. In other words, when you're rude, you don't like it. And the reason you don't like being rude is because the source within you is only love. Uh-huh. In other words, you're only rude from your disconnected place. You don't like to be overwhelmed. You want to be in the rhythm of life. You don't like to be lackfully focused. You want to be abundantly focused. In other words, who you really are is such a dominant vibration that when you deviate from it, you don't feel very good. Mm-hmm. So you are constantly creating your vibrational escrow from this life experience that you're living. Now ask your question again, now that we've laid that basis.
I guess the big issue is this continuity of life thing that we're all...
So if you're rude, if you're rude, you want to be nicer.
Right.
So that's a personality trait that becomes. If you are feeling lackful, you want to be secure. That's a personality trait. Mm-hmm. So what we're wanting to answer to your wonderful question is that what you want to call personality, we want to call perspective of life. We want to call, in other words, have you noticed someone who feels secure has a personality that's different from someone who feels insecure? Mm-hmm. Aren't your personalities and your states of being, aren't they intertwined? Aren't they inseparable? Mm-hmm. So when you think about who you are becoming, who life causes you to become, can you imagine the secure, loving, worthy being that all that you have lived has caused you to become? And isn't it then logical why you would feel so uncomfortable in any departure from that? So then the story that we always like to tell you, because it answers this.